Well, Tuesday is when we talk about the trio of think programs that we have right here on 2SER. They're telling you to think about health, think about your digital futures, and think about sustainability. Now, for a complete change of pace, Shane Anderson is in to talk Think Breakfast. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. What are you doing with the think programming team at the moment?
I am doing Think Digital Futures at the moment. So I'm really excited about this episode, actually. I'm happy to come in and have a chat about it.
I'm excited about it too. What's coming?
We're looking at the future of drug crime.
Drug crime. So last week we talked to Jake about the future of drug testing.
Yeah.
Now we're looking at what gets you tested in the first place, the crime.
Yeah, so it's...
Sure,
it's,
that's how it works.
I mean, there's a lot to drug crime on a lot of kind of ideological fronts, I guess.
I think we can just say we know what you mean.
Okay.
We can move on from there.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Very much so.
So on the one hand, we are looking into the similar thing that Jake was looking into about how the changing drug crime landscape is pushing forensic science into new innovations. And there's been a lot of really interesting research in terms of big data, using big data to trace the movement of drugs around the country.
I hadn't thought about that because, of course, it is data producing in its own right. So, of course, it would be.
And this is things like the wastewater testing as well, which has got a bit of notoriety at the moment. But basically, using statistics to chart where things are going, the chemical component, where it's being made, things like that. And this is really interesting in being used to fight drug crime.
Mm.
But, of course, when you're looking at technology and drugs, it's really hard to go past how easy people are finding it to purchase drugs on the internet.
And specifically
the dark net.
The dark net.
This is something that, I guess, the interesting thing in researching this episode is that I found that a lot of the dark net is really sensationalized.
Very much so. Very much so.
Because I went on the dark net in the process of doing this episode, and that interview is part of the recording. And I found it's actually a little bit boring.
It would be. And this is the thing, is you get so much sort of panic about it, moral panic, because it sounds so dodgy. Dark web, dark internet. But one person once joked to me that it's actually mostly whistleblowers trying to hide their identity but still leak documents.
Yeah, well, there are things on there that you, I guess if you, I mean, it is for committing crime. If you purchase anything off that website, let's be clear, you are committing a crime. But I mean, all the rumors of like hitmen and all the horrible things that go on there, it's basically just an eBay. And it and it has things like user feedback and reviews. And it was really interesting. And I spoke to a man called Dr. James Martin from Macquarie University, who had a very interesting thought process, where he said that basically what the darknet is doing is gentrifying crime because it's eliminating the supply chain.
Interesting.
And in turn, this is reducing the amount of crime that happens around drugs and drug syndicates. So he's saying that the things like the darknet have the potential to remove the criminal element. And this could be a really strong point in the case for legalizing some drugs.
So specifically, we're talking about going into the dark web, going to this kind of drug eBay, finding what you want. I love the fact you've said there's user reviews, so you can even get an idea of what you're going to be taking. But of course, you're cutting out that, I guess, how do we call it? Dealer middleman, I guess.
Exactly. You're purchasing it straight from the source. So it's a very interesting line of thought. But on the other hand, this is a really small share of the market. So one of the forensic scientists I spoke to, Dr. Marie Morolato, had the very interesting point that the darknet isn't suitable for people who are struggling with addictions. So the people who are really at the bad end of substance use and substance abuse aren't going to benefit from things like the darknet.
Okay.
So they would still be engaging with drugs at the street level.
So it's still the gentrification of crime. I love that term. I'm really excited about it because you're right. It's like, you know, no one's going to go and test bankers for cocaine use, but we are talking about rummaging through poor people's sewage to see if they might have had some drugs.
Yeah, it's a huge issue at the moment as well. I think it raises a lot of questions about rethinking drugs in our society. And of course, I'm not advocating using the darknet, and I'm certainly not advocating using harder drugs, but the case for legalizing things like cannabis, which is the most purchased item off that website.
Wow.
It does raise a few questions that I think we should probably talk about.
This is going to be an absolutely fascinating episode of Think Digital Futures. Where can people listen in, or how can people listen in?
You can get it through our website, 2scr.com/thinkdigitalfutures, or you can download it from iTunes.
Or your favourite podcast app. Shane Anderson, thank you very much.
Thank you.